The offensive expectations, I think the Chiefs have put themselves, even though they didn't go and draft heavy on offense like some people would have liked, they've put themselves in a corner where I think the expectation should be very high offensively, because they've said that the offense would have been, I don't want to use the word elite, but would have been one of the top offenses if everybody was healthy. They've told us that's their plan
multiple times.
So that's, you ask my expectation for the offense, it's that they're a top eight offense in football, if not better.
I honestly think that I'm going to base my expectation on their actual plan. And their plan in a lot of ways was not that of a team that felt like they needed to fix their offense, but instead was a team that said, hey man, if things had just gone the way they were supposed to go, we were an elite offense. We just got unlucky. We just got, you know, like, what a terrible stretch. Now I will say, I'm still dinging them for the line. Until I know what left tackle and left guard look like, there's a limitation for what level your offense is capable of being until I know what level your offensive line is at. Sure, I trust the wide receivers. Worthy and Rice, coupled with Travis Kelce and everyone else in Hollywood Brown, that's a plan that works. I'm cool there. It makes sense to me that would be a plan that works. Running back, I still think you're mediocre. An offensive line, I don't know. My expectation is you better for sure be a top 10 offense. My expectation is fringe five. I don't think that there's anything they've done on paper this year other than just get healthy that constitutes this is the league's best offense. We thought that going into last year, but now we know more things about the offensive line and still have unknowns, and we know more things about the running back. We know exactly who they have in Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco, and Carson Steele. So unless Breshard Smith is like a game breaker in the seventh round, which again is pretty uncommon, I like fringe top five is about what I'm willing to say on the offense right now.
Oh, I'd be thrilled with that. I think everybody, I mean, if you're a top five offense in football, nobody should be complaining if that's actually what they get to. And I do buy in. Now there's the injury risk, but if they actually are able to have Worthy, Rice, in that group along with Hollywood Brown on the field at the same time for 80%+ of the season, which we haven't seen, I do think it actually suddenly is one of the better wide receiver rooms in the league. I really believe that, but you're banking on them being available. And that's the Chiefs, I think, have been pretty open with essentially saying that without saying it out loud. Their actions have told us. They're saying that our 1-2-3 receivers plus Kelce, that's still as good as anybody in football. That's what they're with the best quarterback in football, and that's going to put him in that spot.
What does it look like though if they're fringe top five? Like, I'm not saying give like statistics or whatever, like your expectations there, but like what does it look like? Are they stretching the field a little bit more? Are they pushing it down? What are your expectations in that regard, or does it fit into that?
I think the only way I can envision them being a top five offense or right around there, I think it means the deep plays, the explosive plays have to be back in the offense. I just don't know how else it's going to happen. If all of a sudden Worthy, I guess, you know, would be the prime example, right, of the deep ball, but there could be other, heck, even the rookie, I think, has an opportunity to help them in that area at times. If that's the case, that's how they're top five. If you're telling me that there's still bottom 10 in explosive plays or you know, half middle of the league in explosive plays, I don't know how they would be top five offense.
Because you and I said the same thing going into the draft, that's the plan. And I don't hate the plan. There's nothing inherently flawed about it because that was your plan last year, right? If you go into the year last year and you say, we're a top five offense, we put it all on paper, then you never got to see it. There's no evidence for the Chiefs to go into this year and not think that plan will work again. Except a couple little things I would point out that I think are fair. Jalen Moore is a big unknown. I think he'll be a good left tackle, but he is an unknown. I don't think it's unfair to say that.
Yeah.
There are just things we don't know about it. Hollywood Brown hasn't stayed healthy in 3 years. Travis Kelce is 35 years old. Rashee Rice is coming off a major injury. So like there are like, when you start stacking them, you're like, you're counting on a lot of things going well in that department, as in Jalen Moore is at least a league average tackle, Rashee Rice shows no signs post-injury, and that Travis Kelce doesn't show any more signs of aging, and that Hollywood Brown stays healthy for the first time in a couple of years. So like, and his injury last year was freakish, but like overall, he's had a difficult time staying healthy, so there's still reason to believe that would be a problem. And so, you know, just as long as those things kind of lie into place, you work out there. And now at least I think they got a backup plan if Hollywood Brown couldn't stay healthy, and that people think very highly of Jalen Royals, whether it be Dane Brugler, who said, He had him as his 65th overall rated player and like his number four wide receiver. I saw Trevor Sikkema, who we've had on this show, say he's the most underrated wide receiver in this year's NFL draft. You got a little bit more of a safety net than you did last year, which was just sure hope Sky Moore's better now.
Well, yeah, they brought in Juju. They traded for DeAndre Hopkins in that spot. And injuries are going to happen. Somebody's going to get hurt on the offense. You just hope it isn't a prolonged injury. You hope it's not one of your most explosive playmakers.
Yeah.
If an injury is going to
occur. Short term, not long term.
The great news is, while it ended up biting them in the rear in the Super Bowl and everything, if the defense can continue to play at a high level, we're asking, what's our expectation for the offense? Do I think the offense has to be top five for them to be a number one seed and go to a Super Bowl? No. But we're just talking offense right here. Because I saw somebody text and said, hey, even with how bad the offense was, they've still won 15 games last year. 100% they did. We're just talking specific to the offense. If you believe and want them to be a top five offense or a French top five, what does that look like? And should that be the expectation? But yeah, they could be the 10th best offense. And of course, they could still go to the Super Bowl. It'd be foolish to say they couldn't.
Yeah. I mean, they did last
year.
Exactly. With not even a top 10 offense. It was like 13th or something by the time the season ended. But if you're not going to invest in the free agency, in the running back or a wide receiver, really, other than Hollywood Brown, which is the same plan you had last year, and you're not going to do some big swing in the draft, well, then I have to assume, because you have Patrick Mahomes, you have Andy Reid, you have all the pieces of, you have all the makings of an elite level offense. Do you thought you were going to be a top five offense last year with these pieces put together? And look, Worthy should actually give you more confidence, because last year, Worthy was the unknown. You had Rice and Hollywood Brown and Travis Kelce, but you didn't know if Worthy was going to be an instant contributor to your offense. You now know he can be and is a guy who matters to your offense. So, like, you've even got a little more information. I honestly think anything outside the top 10 is a disappointment again. I would have said the same thing last year, and it was. Anything outside the top 10 is a disappointing year for the offense. I think anything outside the top 5 is a little disappointing. I wouldn't call it a failure by any means. And obviously, I would adjust that goal based on if they lost some major member of their offense like they did last year. But man, they have got to be more explosive. Might just be even more than the points per game ranking. Can you not be the league's worst offense in average depth of target? Can you not throw the ball half a yard every single pass attempt and instead push the ball down the field a little? That's what you and I are asking for, probably more than even just the total number of points they score this year, you know?